Welcome to Reflecting God. Balaam's response to King Balak's request is profound. How can I curse those whom God has not cursed? Of course, to King Balak, it might not have seemed logical at all. Balak was only concerned about getting what he wanted, and who could blame him? Conventional thinking knows that the job of any leader is to take care of those whom he or she leads. However, when we're talking about God, conventional thinking does not apply. When God is ready to act or speak in any way, we must get in line with or out of the way of God. To this point in the story, we've seen God change his message, speak through animals, and reject rightfully formed acts of worship. Just because Balaam sacrificed properly did not mean that God would be swayed by Balak's desires. Despite all of this activity, God had a long-standing plan for Israel, and Balak was standing in the way. If only Balak had fallen in line with God's plans, perhaps the destruction of Moab could have been avoided. When we fall in line with God's plan, blessings abound. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.